And I can say amen to that song. Jesus is this dark world's light, and what hope do we have without him? Greetings in Jesus' name from New Brunswick and the Ray of Hope Church. I always want to say Beacon of Light for some reason. It certainly is a beautiful morning out there. It was much warmer than it was yesterday, and you know, it's something to think about that we start the winter out and it's, you know, it just gradually eases into cold, and then we have the cold months of January and February and it eases back out, and just like as that happens, we need to make sure that we're watching for the days that the Lord's coming and continually checking. And there's a lot of prophecies in the end that I don't know if I can exactly interpret right, but we just need to make sure that we're continually looking for Jesus Christ and his coming. This morning, I'd like to read an encouragement that I read in my devotions in the past week and a half. And I'd like to start in Psalm 119, 121. And it reads, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto mercy, and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine eyes have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. When I read 129 to 136, I was just very encouraged about a week and a half ago, or a week ago. But I wanted to start in 121 because I feel I could probably do all 119, but we'd be here for most of the morning just based upon that. But when I look at 121, it says, I have done judgment and justice. For some odd reason, when I read these few verses, it makes me think a lot of Job. For some reason. I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. And we could see that Job had his three friends there, and they were getting real hard on him. Real hard on him. And he kept defending himself. And that's what we need to be like. When we walk, we need to make sure that we're doing judgment and justice, that we're walking uprightly in his commandments, in his law, in what we have for us that he's given to us today. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. He's telling the Lord, be my guarantor. You're going to be there for me. Let the proud not oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Now, there's some of these verses that I think, why do your eyes fail for the salvation? But you suppose that he's looking so hard that he's diligently seeking after that salvation, that he's diligently seeking after that word of righteousness, that his eyes are failing because he's diligently seeking it so much that he's looking for it everywhere he travels. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy, and teach me thy statutes. The Lord's full of mercy. The Lord's full of mercy. How would we stand without him? Teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. The Spirit helps us. The Spirit helps us. That's what God gave the Spirit for. And if we ask for it, he can give us understanding. He can give us understanding of his word, and he can direct us in the ways. We know that in the Acts it says that the Spirit makes intercession for us when we pray. The Spirit also leads us in our day. Lead us if we're serving Christ. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made thy void thy law. This one really afflicted my heart when I read it. We can see the world that we're in, and we can see the degradation of morality, and we can see the path it's going on. And I think a lot of Revelation 16. And I'm just going to read a little bit out of it. This is where the seven angels pour out their vials upon the earth. It says, I'll just read starting in 1. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out your vials of wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which art and was and shall be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him the glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven, because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And what I think of, especially those last two plagues, the fourth and the fifth, and how they were just unrepentant, how they weren't willing to turn to God, this is the verse that my heart, my mind turned to. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. And this is another verse. When you think of gold and you think of how much it is per ounce, it's worth significance, over $1,000. I'm sure I haven't actually checked. That might be Canadian too. And when you think about how much gold is and how many people seek after it, and we think of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and how many times in the New Testament he spoke against it, we can see how much and how more sure and how much more valuable his commandments are. I love thy commandments above gold. That shows their worth as we seek him. They're just abundantly valuable. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. He hates every false way. The way of truth, the way of righteousness is the only way. And he hates every false way. And when I think of the world today, there are a lot of false ways. There are a lot of doctrines that are preached. There are a lot of just ways of man that are false, that aren't right, that aren't righteous according to God. 129. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. They're wonderful. They're just... think of whatever you would call wonderful in your life. And that's what his testimonies are. One interesting thing, piece of information I found when I was reading through this, the word testimonies appears 36 times in the whole Bible, the word testimonies. And 22 of those 36 times is in Psalm 119. So it must be really speaking of his testimonies. And if you break testimonies down according to the Hebrew, it breaks down into a crowd and recorded. It's like a witness and recorded would be similar. So his works that have been gathered together by basically, testimonies. It's when you think of giving your testimony, you're giving... I'm talking about the testimony that when we come to Christ, or even at the end of a service, you're speaking the truth that it is, and you're a witness to what has been spoken. And in this particular situation, there's a group here that can witness it. And that's a testimony. And his testimonies are wonderful, and therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. When we read his word, and let them interact with our lives, it giveth understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted. When you see a dog or a person, I guess we could use a person in this particular situation, panting, it's usually after they run and they've worked hard. Or when something pants, it desires something. When a dog pants, it would like some water usually. Most times a dog doesn't pant unless it's thirsty or dry. And it says, I opened my mouth and I panted, for I longed for thy commandments. He desired them greatly within himself. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. This word usest, I was kind of caught up by it, because it doesn't really fit in that situation. So I looked it up as well. And that word usest is a verdict, especially a verdict or decree pronounced including the act, the place, the suit, the crime, and the penalty, including a right or privilege. And we can see that when he was the Lord was being merciful to him. That was the right or the privilege, as those that love his name. He's merciful to those that love him. We can see that Jesus came and died for us. I mean, we weren't worthy. We aren't righteous enough of ourselves to hold a match before the light that God sheds in our lives. Look thou upon me. Okay, where was that one? Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. We seek him for direction in our lives. And let not iniquity have any dominion. Let it not have any power, no evil, no sin in our lives. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Make thy face to shine upon us, and desire those truths that come from the Lord. Rivers of water run down mine eyes because they keep not thy law. When I read that Revelation 16, that's what I think about. I think about all the lost souls that it's speaking of there. The many, many people that are, those plagues are poured out upon, that don't have the everlasting life that comes from our faith in God, that comes from the salvation of Jesus Christ. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. They're very true, they're very faithful, they stand. My zeal hath consumed me because of mine enemies, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. When I think about witnessing to a person, I got to be careful because sometimes my zeal can probably swallow that person up. But because mine enemies have forgotten thy words, it says, my zeal hath consumed me. He's just full and overflowing. It's eaten him up, and it's almost like he's ready to spill it out. And that's because his enemies have forgotten the Lord's word, thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. When I think about James and I think about the fountains that they talk about, the fountain of that perfect man that comes from his mouth is pure water. It's not salty. If you hop in the ocean and take a drink of, or take a little slurp of salty water, first thing you want to do is spit it out. And it's just like that pure water. That's the word. His word is very pure. And that's why we love it. That's why we run to it when we're in need. That's why we turn to God, because it's pure. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. What are we but a drop in a bucket? Not even a drop in a bucket. We're small. That's for sure. And despised. Christians in this world, people that are claiming the name of Jesus Christ, aren't in high demand. People don't love to seek after rightness anymore. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and the law, and thy law is the truth. It's an everlasting righteousness. It's a path that just continues on. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. When we face trials, when we face troubles, usually anguish is one of those feelings, might not be the right word, but it's the word to describe what comes over us. We just feel almost despairing. But the Lord's commandments are our delights. We can read them and we can have the victory, and we can take comfort in knowing that the Lord has our back. And 144, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. And that's what we should all desire today, is an understanding of the Lord. The righteousness of his testimonies are everlasting. And I want that understanding. And I want to live with him. And I was just encouraged by that. And I hope that somebody in this room today can be encouraged by the same thing. Let's just take a moment to pray. Lord, we come before you, and we're so grateful, Lord, for this word that you've given us. The strength and the encouragement that we can attain from it, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, brothers and sisters that want to attain to that same faith, Lord, that same faith in you, and that they can encourage us along the way, Lord. Lord, we just ask that you would, Lord, bless this congregation here this morning, that we could just, Lord, continue seeking after you, seeking after your righteousness in our lives, and give us a heart much like unto yours, Father. Lord, we just thank you and ask that you'd continue to bless this day. In your precious name, amen.